Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your lives?
Ngenda kusaba mu abatudde emabega.
I'm going to request people sitting behind.
Mutwale obutebe obufisha.
And who is neighboring you?
Obuuzeeko.
You greet them.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Mwana n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Mugambe Kitaffe akwagala nnyo.
Tell them the Father loves you much.
Simanyi nabwe nnyinza kuwaga.
Don't know how I can even show you his love. But most of all, I wish you the good things from him.
For
he has the good thoughts.
He has
a better end than our beginning. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
the
authority of his Holy Spirit,
he
enables us all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God
for
the good time he's added us in his presence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
don't want to take any more time, but just move on with the call of the nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord
for
the good time he's given us. We want to move on
with
God's call on the nation of Uganda in the era of Edi. As it was on Israel in the BC, and we have come seeing that call was marked in the Bible,
how
it was marked in the history, spoken in the entire world.
And
this call on the nation of Uganda, on behalf of other nations, how it's been spoken of in the prophecy, basing on the scriptures of truth, how it was released in the Edi, right from Uganda, outside the nation of Uganda. And in the many visions, speaking of the call of the nation Uganda, on behalf of all nations,
we
singled out one from the nation Uganda that we
are
about to head on explain it.
Uganda,
the prophecy on the nation of Uganda in the book entitled Nations in the Crossroads, written by Apostle John Mulinde
from
the Prayer Mountain in Uganda and the World Trumpet Mission. But still we first moved on.
God
out one vision from outside Uganda.
It
looked much to the Assyrian vision from the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. In our 4 points that we singled out in that vision, which make the foundation of that vision, all vision which came outside Uganda, it's all established by this vision and it all falls in it. But in our second point, we still see why that man
made
to head God's final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, meant to be like Prophet Elijah,
Musa,
Moses, just has hair of throne of King David. Praise Jesus much. We winded up the many reasons we saw why the man be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses.
We
winded out to see many reasons. We moved on to see our general reason. Why that man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth through Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
meant
to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. And in our general reason, we have seven reasons within it. We still move on with the sixth reason. Praise Jesus much. And we see the double anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. The sign of the two lampstands of the two witnesses is to move on to flow God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We have seen much and reveal the way the Holy Spirit is going to flow in his fullness. The seven spirits of God in the double portion, and they have been doubled. Basically, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to work in the entire world. Praise Jesus, man. Under the heading we started, that the anointing
of
the Holy Spirit you get within you teaches you the fullness of the word of God
to bring
the full knowledge of God and his glory. That portion you get of
moves
on, bring you know the fullness of the word of God, the full knowledge of God together with his glory. Still move on in this time to see the three steps that we pass through to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In this time we see it comes in the double portion. The two steps we winded them up.
How
we saw how the Holy Spirit begins to come in your life as the words of life, according to John in the chapter 6 in the verse 63, and the many other scriptures. And the second step of being filled with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of knowledge of God and his glory, as his word is. When the word of God comes in waves of fire right from the mouth of the ministers of God,
the
Holy scriptures come in waves of fire right mouth of the holy ministers of God, as his word is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. We ended with going to the third step
of
the direct coming of the Holy Spirit right from God, or to be laid on of hands and who first got filled of the Holy Spirit. After being prepared by the first two steps, the Spirit come in you like words of life, and the second step,
scriptures
come like waves of fire from the ministers of God. Now we so much of preparing you, and then you become a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is perfected well. Now this day, after seeing how we are prepared,
come
temple of the Holy Spirit, been chased out demons, been washed out the evil spirits. This time we want to see how you can directly get the Holy Spirit when you're laid on the hands of those who were first filled.
Men
have passed through the first two steps we started. Praise Jesus much.
So
now we ended. We want to see how does
Spirit
come directly from God to fill up and makes his fullness in you through the direct coming,
or your
laid on of hands of those who were first filled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
and we want to see how it happens. Then we shall begin to reveal the
one
by one, how it comes to be filled in you in this time in the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
just as we last ended in the Matthew 12 in the verse 43 and to 45,
if
chase these evil demons, wash out the evil spirit in your insides,
cleanse
to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, there is meant to come a greater one within you, that is the Holy Spirit. For if doesn't come, demons can come back corrupt that house again, and
they'd
mark much filth within it, and your latter state will be more worse. A time that we get to know, after being cleansed by the first two steps of being filled with the Holy Spirit,
have
to give up to welcome the Holy Spirit in the direct way.
It
comes right from God, or from being laid on of hands of those who first got filled of the Spirit of God. Let's read in the Matthew
Matayo sura ya 12 olunyolana mwesatu.
Matthew 12 from verse 43.
Naye daimoni omubibu ava muntu atambula munsenye nkalu nganonyo okuwumulira naye nabulwa olwana mwenya kala agamba nti naddayo mu nyumba yange mwennava bwe natuukamu bwatuukamu agiraba nga njereere enyiridde ng'erongosebbwa. Olwana mwetaano awo agenda n'aleetako dayimooni abalala musanvu abamusinga obubi nabo bwe bayingira babeera omwo n'ebyoluvannyuma by'omuntu oyo birisinga obubi ebyolubereberye bwe kiriba bwe kityo eri ab'emirembe ab'emirembe gino emibi.
Have
you heard well?
Singa omara okuteekebwa teekebwa obulungi omwoyo omutukuvu.
First get be prepared well by the Holy Spirit.
Nga bwe twawulidde mu steps zaffe ziri ebbiri.
As we heard in the first two steps.
Ez'okujjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo omutukuvu akulongoosa n'ofuuka yeekaalu.
The Holy Spirit cleanses you to become a temple.
Eya Katonda.
Of God.
Era yeekaalu y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
In the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Naye singa tomwaniriza.
If you do not welcome him.
Okujja jjulo akola obujjuvu bwe mugwe.
Make his fullness in you. The demons which were chased.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If they were not in prison,
as
those who sent them in the desert and in the ocean, they reached there, they have nothing to rest from, neither eaten from there. They have been eating the sins you've been committing. When they reach, they don't see eating there, and it gets back. It's to see you. It's been a temple of demons. As they reach, the Holy Spirit, and is swept well, is cleansed that house, and is built you, become a holy church. And then you welcome him, and then enters in your life, and you work together.
Now,
find you didn't welcome him. Now, because those demons, which have been chased, or that chased, means that it wasn't bound. If it was bound,
these
its seven friends, if it was bound,
they
come ask our colleague, call us for he was our friend.
House
we eat and go back to our dwellings in the weekend. How come we no more see him? If it was imprisoned and they come to visit, they find their colleague is no more in the house. And they ask of other bases, in the ocean,
underground,
even in the place in the principalities.
And that,
no more even here.
It,
house is vacant without the greater one. You can make allotments among yourselves.
Who
will take over that house to lead again?
Been
a greater one who cleansed that house. He who cleansed it. Have to all enter and be in it. If they bound the other demon which was in that house, these friends come visit it place. But if they didn't bind it,
comes
back, the house is swept clean, but
there's
no occupant, the greater one, and
you
did enter fullness of the Holy Spirit to fill up in you, and then you work together with him.
The
one who cleaned that house, he will come back
and
chase me quick from it. Now what I have to do, I have to bring my seven friends who are more wicked,
then
spoil this house badly. Remember, you have a spirit.
Anoint
Holy Spirit through the words of life, or in the waves of fire. Now they can silence you gradually. That's why Revelation 2 they say, you have given up the first love. Demons based from outside. And they begin to silence you. The fire of the word which has been in you is then to darken that house. What happens? They access the house. eat by force and you cannot resist them. The other thing the Holy Spirit has, he cleanses that house you to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, temple of God. He doesn't forcefully enter in it. You first welcome him, that he comes to be really the greater one.
And
to prove that you keep the confession you made of entering salvation and to hold the truth all your days, lest he comes and then you betray him.
First
tell you the hold,
it is
the faith and the confession you confessed. Just come enter forcefully in someone.
Bible
first speaks of him. Why you have to welcome him? According to Psalms 51
in
the verse 12, Bible speaks of him like this.
Psalms
51:12.
Zaburi ya sura ya 5 mwemu olunyiri tuli ku 12.
Psalms 51:12.
Onkomeze wesanyo eri obulokozi bo. Onyweze no moyo gw'eddembe.
Uridde burungi.
Have you heard well?
Omeze wesanyo eri obulokozi.
Restore the joy of salvation.
Nyweza no moyo w'emirembe.
Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Omoyo wa Katonda.
The spirit of God.
Lwaki asobola okulongoosa mu steps ziri ebbiri?
He cleans you in the first two steps.
Naye n'atakuyingira.
It doesn't enter in you. For in the spirit of liberty,
it said, restore
joy of salvation. Sustain with the spirit of liberty.
The
spirit of God never possesses anyone.
He
wants you to agree.
Amos
3:3 says, you cannot move together except they have agreed. You have to open him first. Don't open for him, he never enters.
Though
he's done a great work in you,
to
work on you. If you don't welcome him, he does not enter.
He's
the spirit of liberty. He doesn't use people, but we work with him. But
he
to understand of it, that is the spirit of freedom. You know, the spirit of Satan, the demons, the fallen angels, they possess you by force. And they use you what they want. Yet him
is
the spirit of liberty
and
brings the joy of salvation. If you look to Ephesians 2, the way evil spirits happen like this, using you by force,
entering your
body forcefully in it.
Hey,
and when you were out
there,
where you first went,
he
said you'll be filled with the spirit of God.
If
something is forced on you, enters you by force, and you are being filled,
friend,
it wasn't the spirit of God. These were demons, the fallen angels.
The spirit
of God of freedom when it comes within you. Let's read Ephesians 2 verses 1.
Ephesians 2 verses 1. Omoyo gukoza kakano mbana abatawulira.
Ulide nti omoyo gwo kisikiza.
Part of the spirit of darkness.
Agamanyiga
Satan. Of the powers of Satan.
Gukoza.
It uses.
It
enters you by force.
Kakati bakugamba juzibu.
Then you'll be filled.
But
you feel something is possibly entering you. You no more can resist it. And you fall down. You know you are not being filled with the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit,
even cleaning
the first two steps we've spoken,
and
there are ways as we heard of them. Say, you welcome me then. Don't welcome me, I will not enter in you. This is not forceful. Liberty brings joy or salvation. But where you were, I said,
Kuala.
And you begin to struggle with it. Kuala moya mutukufu. And you're struggling with it. You are being filled. And you feel something is entering into the lake. That you are being filled.
That
wasn't the Holy Spirit. He cleansed the house and it is you.
To
be a temple of God. The temple of the Holy Spirit of God.
Yet
first will come him, he never just enters. You first have to agree. And you reason with him. And then I've given myself, I'm a temple. You can enter in
me.
I'm not entering you another wife.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
you are not a temple of demons. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Many times when you read in Matthew, God chases demons. A girl who was possessed, who had been captured by demons. The Holy Spirit never captures people. You reason with him. And those who were first captured, I feel the Spirit has captured me. He doesn't capture people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And he agrees with us never to capture any person.
And
as you are being captured and as you are being used
and
things entered you, you called being filled with the Holy Spirit,
both
were evil spirits, for they forcefully entered you. The evil spirits, the fallen angels. But the Holy Spirit is the spirit of liberty. As you see the Lord Jesus say, I am on your hearts knocking. Open that I enter. Even the spirit is like that. Jesus doesn't come and say, it's
you
created you. Let me enter in your heart. Not like that. You reason and agree with him. Listen, Revelation 3, what it says. Revelation 3, verse 20.
Laba, nyimiridde ku luggi neyanjula. Omuntu yenna bw'awulira eddoboozi lyange, n'aggulawo oluggi, n'ayingira gy'ali.
You hear what happens? See, I stand on the door. Speak of the door of your hearts. And a person hears my voice. And they open for me.
Nange,
me too, I'll enter. And
begin to dine
together the words.
We eat food of the word.
See, I explain and teach them.
Ambuze.
And they ask me,
as we chat,
scriptures say what?
Holy
Spirit, how is this one?
You
began to eat the word. Holy Spirit said no.
Me,
I'm right on the door of the heart. I
cleanse
the house, it's clean. But I'm on the door. Now open for me.
So she
and no coming from there. I cleanse your house. And he kicks the door to open it. Enter forcefully.
Let me tell you
that which happened
wasn't
Holy Spirit at all.
Receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Oh. And you begin to struggle with it.
Yeah.
And you're struggling. And you fall down.
Okay,
and you say, my God, this one just kicks the door like that. Kicks the beating the house down. Let me tell you, except the Holy Spirit coming there, or laying hand of hands in your field of the Spirit, he doesn't force any person. God can clean you as we heard, but make his fullness in you, and you move together. He knocks on the door. I cleanse the house, but open for me. Open for me, I want to enter. The God of freedom, where will you get him like that one?
Just
open for me.
You're going to
begin to dine together. Reveal your scripture. The food, the word we eat. You ask me, I reveal it. And begin to share.
And I
reveal your fullness of the food of the word. Fullness of God and his glory. Now he doesn't force any person. Where you force him, come today. You were wasting time. These things are not forceful. That's why he calls you come and reason together.
You are there,
come.
Holy Spirit,
appear. Come
today. Come.
That you are forcing me. I will not come there. Listen, let's repeat this verse. Revelation 3. Revelation 3:20.
Laba kuluji ne anjula. Omuntu yena bawulire eddoboozi lyange, naggulawo oluggi lw'omutima gwe, n'ayingira gyali, era n'aliira wamu naye, naye nange.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear out well.
Laba nyimiridde wabweru wano.
Stand outside.
Omutima gwe
on your heart of knocking.
Now
we realize it cleanses our minds. It cleanses our heart and the inner man. It doesn't knock on the mind. No. Neither in the inner man. It comes on the door of a heart. Romans 10, 9 to 12.
The
person believes with their hearts.
Say,
let's agree. Should I enter? If you are my voice, Galatians 2
says,
you
are
the
ear,
let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Or if you open,
Ningire.
I will enter.
We're
going to dine together. The food of the word, the water in the word, I will fill you even on
yes,
that Jesus said.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Holy Spirit is never forced people. And what you have to know,
it would
have directly come from the Father.
For it fills
heavens and earth, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. It comes, fills you directly. If you lay down hands of those who first got filled, must be sober very well.
And
you understand very well.
He
who comes to you, who is he? You know, Bible says, 1 Corinthians 3, that the Lord is the Spirit.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let us read there, we hear. It's all his coming. It's filled of freedom and peace.
It's
not force involved.
For it's
not an evil spirit using rebellious children, but works with the children of faith.
Second Corinthians 3:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
That's
where I get it to say,
the
Spirit will not force you to enter in coming in your life, to make his temple in the fullness. For he knows it. As the Father is of freedom, and his word, the Lord Jesus, he too is of liberty.
So she could ya.
Not
Nibagamba.
And they
say,
he's there.
Oh,
the Spirit of the Lord. And the weeping. And the scratching. And your feet. And your weeping. And you see now, this kind of spirit is of what? You come from there not filled even the spirit of wisdom, neither of understanding, as is what is, not even that of counsel, not even the one of power, not the spirit of knowledge, neither that of fear of God, not even the spirit of the Lord, as the fullness of the seven spirits are.
The
time we speak them in the double portion.
But
the other was a spirit, a demon. Demons of Satan, the fallen angels, and they possess you forcefully. Others told us,
when you feel the caterpillars,
only the bisanyi,
that is the Holy Ghost.
You are
being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Comes as caterpillars to each us. The one they said is of free liberty. Others you are like frogs. You act like them. You are acting like frogs. Others are like lions. You are lowering like them. That you're being filled. Thursday, like that. Now, what was wrong with you people? I tell you the truth. All
the
to come directly from the Father. Come when you lay down of hands. But he doesn't force any person.
Men
open the house for him.
Chase
the demon and cleanse that house well.
We heard in
the first two steps. The house remains there. And the greater one is not in it. For you did welcome him.
You retained
anointing his power,
which
passes through the scriptures of the Spirit
or
in the waves of fire. Because
he
doesn't be there, the demon they chase looks for other evil wickedness and go aside, persuade you, entice you, and they take away the thirst of the word from you, and they strike you, you get cold. Waves of fire will fail you, and it's all faced out, and they enter in there. And you think they knock? They don't knock. They just possess you. You be captured by them.
And
what you have to do? According to 1 John chapter 4 and the verse 4. You have to welcome the greater one, the Holy Spirit. First John chapter 4, verse 4.
Mwemuli bakatonda abana abato era mwaba wangula kubanga ali mumwe asinga obukulu ali munsi.
Praise Jesus, man.
Mwemuli boyo katonda.
You are of God. The young children.
For
you have overcome here. For the one in you
is
greater than the one in the world.
While
we speak over the people. People in that world, they have Satan and his fallen angels in them. What makes us overcome is one. He is the spirit of truth. He is in heavens and the earth. Gets his fullness and comes in you. And you overcome.
What
you have to do is one thing. You have to get the greater one. Holy Spirit to sit in that temple. Demons which were chased, as they get back, my God, and let's not draw close to that house. Who is in there? I see a king sit in it. He's seated in his wisdom, even in the heart, even in the inner man. The king is in there. My God, you, let me go back. You seven colleagues, demons. That which was my house. Someone is inside there.
Waman.
But is greater. I try to cry in there. I felt a fire burning. I said, now, what? My house. There is someone in it. Much power. And he said, we have failed on that one. What can we do now? Let's look for others which are not strengthened. But that one holds the greater one in it. If we have failed on it, what can we do? Let's make it pour out of the anointing. Let's entice this person to push out to chase the greater one themselves. Speaks in Ezekiel. Satan begins to make
you
do things to contend with the one in you. Till you pushed him outside you. This they can do it.
A
person who has been filled. And you pour out all the anointing. The spirit checks out of you to go. You have to be careful at that point again. Though it is hard, someone when they are filled to be thrown down, it is hard. But if it is possible, even the elects are taken, that he spoke it.
What threatens
Satan most?
You
will come the spirit.
I
commit to be your temple forever.
Make
fullness as you want.
We are
going to serve God together with you.
I will
never betray you. It is finished. Every demon will come. Who is in there? That is Paul. Jesus, we know them. We know Paul, even Jesus. They are all together.
Yes,
Jesus is within Paul. Through the Holy Spirit.
He's
seated in there, the king.
They
burst from far and look like that.
That
temple used to make our sins enough. Now they took it over.
Ever
since the king entered in the temple,
he's
been haunting us everywhere. And they based in him, they work together. And they're out there reasoning together. Problems of demons, they don't reason with people. They use them.
And
they see the king, the spirit of truth,
sit
in you on the behalf of Father. He reasons with you.
So
now what are we to do? We
have
to anger his king. And we make him use him to anger his king.
Bible
say in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 32, and verse
7.
2 Chronicles chapter 32 from verse 7.
Ntimube na manyi mugume emyoyo. Temuti asote muke ngentelerwa. Olwakabaka w'Bwasuli. Ne wakubadde jeri lyonna eriri naye kubanga waliwo omukulu ali naffe okusinga abali naye.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Waliwo omukulu.
There is a greater one.
Omukulu oyo.
That great one.
Omwoyo wa amani.
The spirit of power.
Ali naffe mu bulamu ffe.
Thus he said us.
Okusinga oli ali n'abali mu nsi.
More than the one with those in the world.
Kakati kye nkugamba w'oluganda.
That's what I tell you, brethren.
That
after your cleansed, prepared well by the Holy Spirit,
to
be temple of the Spirit of God.
According
to 2 Chronicles
2
verse 7, will come the greater one,
sitting
in you to build his temple.
Then
move together and work together. Time in fullness of the Holy Spirit.
We
moved in the double portion by the work of God. The final on the planet Earth.
Blessing
in the Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Prophecy
from Astoria spoke. Be like Prophet Elijah. Moses. To multiply, get a double portion. Which appeared in Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
as prophecy in Revelations
11,
in the verse 1 to
4,
of the two witnesses, the two lampstands, the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, they have been doubled. Right from the two witnesses, the two anointed cherubim, the sons of the anointing, and they put their base in the Uganda Pearl of Africa.
To feed
all in the entire world we serve God
in
his final work. Now the truth is this.
Cannot
just leave that temple
and
not filled by the Holy Spirit. Steps is past you to cleanse you, then to work on you. You have to bow down,
and
you give yourself to him, and you yearn for him, and you say, Lord,
you've
done a special work in me.
You prepared
me for time, but I request
you
come take up this house, and you take your fullness, and you sit in me, and we work together. And I'll be your witness all over the world. Don't welcome him, he never comes.
And
he never forces people.
He's
not a demon
which
just captures. But is to be reasoned with the spirit of liberty. Where is there must be peace and freedom.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to down, he says like this. First Corinthians 3:16.
Temumanyi nga muli yekalu ya Katonda, era ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe. Onyolwe 17. Omuntu yenna bw'azikiriza nga yekalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo. Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu ye mmwe.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Tufuka yekalu ya Katonda
tukuziddwa. The holy temple of God cleansed.
Olw'okujjamu
for
omwoyo omutukuvu.
Coming in the Holy Spirit.
Babwe twasooka okulya ntubeere batukuvu.
As we had a be holy.
Bana ye kenyini bwali
omutukuvu. As he too is holy.
So ye omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now he the Holy Spirit.
Ayagala ebintu bya mirembe bya butukuvu.
Things of freedom of holiness.
Bya butuukirivu.
Of holiness. It's the reason why not many on the world they don't get him. Not many on the world get him.
But
when you understood him well,
when
he comes to be in you, after you've agreed very well, you've understood him,
he's
going to do which work,
he's
going to work with him how?
So si kumaraga jambu, yes, okay.
Not just come to force himself in you. That's why he spoke like this in the John 14 in the verse 17 and he said this John 14 verse 17
omoyo wa mazima ensigwete inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mutegera.
Let's come from verse 15.
Yokane sura ya 18 nyonyole 15.
John 14 from verse 15.
Obanga munjagala munakwatanga ebiragiro byange. Nyonyole 16. Nange ndisaba kitange na yali bawo mbezo omulala aberenga namu emirembe n'emirembe. Ole 17. Omoyo wa mazima ensigwete inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba. Sote mmanyi. Mwe mumutegera kubanga abera je muli era nabanga mumwe.
Have you heard well?
It's
the spirit of truth whom the world cannot see. They understand him. They cannot accept him, for he doesn't see him and they do not understand him. Do you understand him? For he dwells with you and he shall be within you. He does two things. He dwells with you to surround us everywhere and he begins to also be in us and
he's
outside even inside and puts his fullness in you. Get the connection outside and inside. And you work with him. You must be knowing him. And the criteria of being filled of him. Not just as you first thought. In the eras before. That you go to mountains. And you fast. And that you're filled of the Spirit.
Though
to be shaken and be smitten down, that
you
be filled with the Spirit, that's not meant to be like that. Many of those the prophets, those you read of, even the apostles, who were filled in those your ways, of those demons, those
were
meant to be the ways of the Holy Spirit. Those are not his works. And he said,
are
those the acts of my spirit? Does not my spirit do good? Those moving in uprightness?
Because
the things they falsely accused him of. Not the one who has done them.
And
they falsely accused him is the one. As you see like those ones. Now they move holding demons in them.
You
have no sort of understanding in that head.
Mugweri.
You are falling. Everyone steps on the other. They push the other.
Buvuyo.
It's chaos. You know there's a demon. A fallen angel. They worshipped him much in Rome. He was called Elis. He's of chaos. It's a demon of chaos.
But
those are what they push in the people. And you go eat grass. You have to eat grass. Something pushes you to do that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, brethren, initially, not reveal the ways of the Holy Spirit.
And ask you where
they
end the
Holy Spirit end to manifest in the people. How many bared him?
Come off his ears, we.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm
Evangelist Topaz. I'm requesting to ask this question by the Holy Spirit. We see that all of us, if we have aligned ourselves, the Holy Spirit can sit in us
and
we become His temple. As if I'm understanding it, but there's something I'm lacking. I look to God the Father. He fills up the heavens and earth which are, He and the new heavens. Christ fills the heaven which is. The Holy Spirit. I see we are His temple. What system does He use? That all of us,
pleased
ourselves, we have Him. And even another question. When
we're
in the times of sinning, indeed there is something we called something.
But
when we arrived here, we were told that was the Holy Spirit. And at times He warns us in different things. He used the system. Which system did He use? Those days
when
we were sinners, and you could not be in us. May God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Psalms 139, the verse 6 to down, speaks and He says this on things all asked about Him. Psalms 139 from verse
6.
Now such knowledge, it fails some people.
And
so wonderful and highly leveled. But what's most good? Proverbs 8. From verse 8 to down. All easy to the one with understanding. And the one who gains knowledge.
Now,
in knowledge you understand it. The verses down they explain you. In the Psalms as it says this. Psalms 139 verse 7.
Nagenda wo kuveri omoyo go. Oba nadukira wa masogo. Olomunana. Bwenali nyamuguru ngajoli. Bwenaya lobulidi bwange magombe laba ngajoli. Olomwenda. Bwenato lebwa watire byencha. Nentula mbifo byenyanja ebiri ewale nnyo. Olwekumi. Newakubadde omukono gwo oguna nungamya.
Everywhere. Holy Spirit who is above the heavens,
in
the
heavens,
at every place is there.
It's
what He has said in John 14:17,
that
because He dwells on us, and He will be within us. Outside is there. If you commit yourself to be a holy church,
He
comes in you, put His fullness in you, and is not far from you.
Used
to speak with those
who
not in line themselves,
speak
with them based outside them. And convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgment.
It's
not in you, but is outside you. There is one man meant to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
It's
called Samson.
Samson.
Samson. He was birthed. And they told him,
alange enviri ze.
He will plait and make his hair.
Alange mu emiteko musanvu mutwe gwe.
In there seven ropes of hair, ropes of hair in him.
Emiguwe gyo musanvu.
Those seven ropes.
Yali kiraganta ino kujizibwa moyo mutukufu.
Showed was meant to be filled of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits.
Na ye Samson.
But Samson.
Yali meero kwetereleza dala eri Katonda.
Totally align himself before God. He had his desires and his decisions.
And
spirit came to come fill within him. Just came based
outside.
He empowered him. That's why Bible says. Spirit came upon him, gave him power. And he beat his enemies with a jaw of a bone. After the spirit departed from him. Based outside, connected in this system. And he ended. And he had the spirit of power. He could get the spirit of wisdom. And here is the voice that God is telling me now. But the spirit of understanding. Even the counsel he didn't have it. Even the fear of God never stood within him.
Because
the woman deceived him many times.
Yet understanding
to connect little here, little there.
It
could not connect to that.
For
the spirit of understanding would have helped him connect command by command. Command by command. Scripture by scripture.
Here, a little there,
the woman lies the first time. Tell me, the source of your power is where? And you lie her by wisdom. Or you make a plan away. You say, you know, it's in taking off my clothing.
And
you take them off, he retains the power. Yet they attacked him.
And
the second time she met him
ask,
my strength, if you tie me ropes, you finish me. She tied him ropes. And the woman brought enemies to kill Samson. Even the third time she comes, Samson cannot connect to understand.
The
season and times of, there are seasons of enemies around him. He lacks the spirit of counsel to know that.
He
ended telling the woman,
if you
cut off all my hair, I am finished. If you're there called neither hold, you're neither hold nor called. You move in this life.
Yes,
outside, he uses you whatever he wants.
Yet, your
roots and your
ways,
what happens, it totally abandons you.
Well,
he knows well. One river cannot flow with two sources. The one sweet and that bitter. Now you saw what followed on Samson. The spirit departed from him. And Philistines beat him. And they gouged out his eyes. He remembered it later. I transgressed. My seven spirits.
Not
able to settle in me.
He
cut off their signs from himself.
He
repented, said, Lord, give me the last mission. I end here with these people.
I
unclothe my body. God restored new hair on him.
And
pulled down the pillar of a tall building, he beat it down, and he could destroy it with them. God forgive him.
And
do not attach yourself on him.
For
he is in Jerusalem of heaven. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren.
Amanya umsumba Alan Kwagala.
Name Pastor Alan Kwagala.
Zechembuza.
Me, what I'm asking.
Mukama ngadiza Samson yemvi.
Has God restored hair on Samson?
Zakoma wonga wezali over.
Did it grow back as he had it before or what?
The
hair was made to get back as he had it. He had to wrap drops in it, seven of them. Restore the sign of the seven spirits. Most
just
the seven drops, they don't know the meaning of them. Some of you, the Rastafari who entered church, and that you put
dread.
Samson's hair, we are not dreaded hair. Rather, we are signs of the Holy Spirit.
Today,
we don't need to make braids on ourselves. How many do you make in your heads? Are they seven? Take out where your cocaine on those heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Indeed, brethren.
Why do we go to Chimanyako?
We need to know that.
God's
that's in final work on planet Earth.
Blessing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
We
said now the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. There are the seven spirits. They have been doubled. In the sign of the two lampstands from the two witnesses, they are the two anointed cherubims. One power worked in prophet Moses, another in the prophet Elijah,
in
joined to make double portion in the prophet Elisha, in the nation of Israel. This time for the prophecy
from
the Assyrian
of
the nation Uganda, man meant to hate God's final work, the last in the planet Earth, be like prophet Elijah,
Moses
to double to get prophet Elisha, the double portion of the Holy Spirit. That's Revelation 11, the two witnesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to work all over the entire world, anointing when it is doubled.
Now,
show you the steps you pass through. You
out
yearning for the Lord,
how
share of the double portion of the anointing, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. You see, in the last step of being filled, the third step, so we can come directly or from laying on of hands
of
those who first got filled, that involves you welcoming Him, for He doesn't force any person. And we too, we don't go there to be used. Don't welcome Him to use us. Cancel the word of all those
who spoke
that the Spirit used me. We agreed in the Timothy to abolish. We abolish all things worthless, and
not
as the word of God is. Abolishing even rebuking.
Whoever
used us the Spirit of the Lord.
What
say in the First Corinthians, in the chapter 6,
and
from verse 1. He has never used us. We are workers together with Him.
2
Corinthians 6 from verse 1.
And
as we
do works together with Him, let me tell you, brethren, we do work together with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't use us.
This is
why He says, open for me in your heart. I enter in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He's
not ready to use you as you thought. Stop thanking you in person. The people thank us. Yeah, I thank the Spirit for using you. He has never used me from sober. I hear how we speak together. I hear we reason with him. Never hear him forcing me, using me. And this is not a burden. And the Spirit was on me and is telling me you will speak it by force and I'm struggling. My God. It does not appear like that. If just rebel is taken away. Genesis 6, it says, the Father says, my Spirit will not contend with these people forever. He took him away and struck them with floods. Things of contention do not go by force. He does not do that. You remember Jonah? When he rebelled, he didn't strangle him. No. He waited him on the sea. I'm going to trap you from there. He missed and stirred up the ocean. He would have gotten Jonah and strung him.
Say,
where are you going? Is there, I said to you to say, go there?
And
God loves you, tries to surround you.
He's
been to punish you. As one he loves, he rebukes. It's hard to find him. Taken away your senses. Now
you
have to speak whether you understand or not. Those who undress themselves, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. They begin to put baton one by one.
They are
to be tied. They throw their legs. They open their parts like that.
The Spirit is forgotten
with young children. Is going to make us stumble. They are whipping. The Holy Spirit comes to join with your spirit. It does not possess it to take over it. Read Romans 8:14-16.
He says
it never possesses anyone. But it nears our spirit. And you begin to speak to each other. Just as people in the friendship happen and you reason together. Listen very well. Romans 8:15.
Omoyo yenyini wamuno omoyo gwafe ategeza nga tuli bana ba Katonda.
Nti omoyo yenyini
that the Spirit himself
wamuno omoyo gwafe
together with our spirit
ategeza nga tuli bana ba Katonda.
It is five, we are children of God.
Yeye gatana mbera ba milwana nga mbera mu nyumba
yemu. Neighbors as you are in the same house.
Mbanga te muyomba.
And you don't quarrel.
Nina mubera mu nyumba.
You are in the house. You are fighting. You will go and do it by force. It's not like that. It doesn't. The reason this house we are together in it. Now we are going to minister. But don't me, I understand more than you. You know, he's more in understanding than us. Don't pass here. Let's pass here. Where is this, but you pass here. You are in love with the Spirit. Not coming on you. Thus saith the Lord. He has said, you are supposed to give offering today. Whoever never gets their curse. You know, those are demons.
The
Spirit leads you to understand soberly
and
together with your spirit.
ngamuogerera wamu
speak together
kubanga agamba nti omwoyo
yennyini
wamu n'omwoyo
gwaffe
asigala agamba
he remains there
kitegeza oba ogamba nga naye
wagamba you speak as he also speaks
muteesa mwembiri
you reason together
enaga nalemereddwa
I feel the spirit spoke in me
then bulira nga
kuogera I had to speak by force. That is an evil spirit. Bible speaks in the 1 Timothy 4 from verse 1 to 3.
The
spirit using rebellious children, it sears them like a hot iron. Praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm
named Pastor Gilton.
I thank
the Lord for this message, the way we get the Holy Spirit.
The truth,
now I'm on a new experience of the truth to getting the Holy Spirit. Where we were, I saw the pastor, the wife of the pastor. She was ministering. And the Spirit came so much on her. And she no more could stand. And she got people to uphold her by the much spirit on her life. The one who had come on her. And when the spirit came much, then she would stretch her hand like this and every person dies. And the yellings were in the synagogue. People were weeping. The spirit has come down.
And
come upon her, she could not maintain herself stand. And they had uphold her. And she had fallen. And the usher held her by the much spirit. But I thank God. Now understood the spirit. This one is the spirit of liberty. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much. The one in us is greater. The greater one, instead of making me the weak to stand, he wants me to uphold him when he's greater than me. They say the one in us is greater than the one in the world.
Now,
the greater one is me to uphold him. That they reach to uphold me, hold me not to fall. Show me a prophet whom they held that the Spirit was much on them.
Jesus
had the Spirit without measure. They found him struggling to fall with him like that. The Spirit is heavy on him. You know they were baptizing him. And the Spirit came on him.
Then
Matthew 3:16. Now you did see him
stand up.
John the Baptist holds Jesus is going to fall. The Spirit is much on him like that. Oh,
apostles,
they have come upon the Spirit of it. Acts chapter 2. In the verse 3 and 4. And they began to struggle to stand. The Spirit is on them like tongues. Someone should hold our hands.
Oh,
we are being filled. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm called Ruth. Something I want to ask.
While you are Holy Spirit,
come again. Damo. Someone can come tell you something. Or you help them. And the Holy Spirit comes for his peace. Now from what he's told you, and you begin to cry, yet the Holy Spirit brings peace. I'm asking to be guided and to shiver, you see, by the experience the others told you. You say, give me time, I will answer you. Process, you shedding tears or you shivering? I want to get light on that. Shaking, it comes when it's not the one in you. It comes when your spirit is weak, you are afraid. You look Daniel chapter 10. Daniel went before the Lord's presence. Before God raised his hand on him, Daniel began to shake.
And
fell down and began to rot.
As God raised his hand,
felt his restored power. Means you're shaking. You shake when you're not given yet the Holy Spirit. When
it
has come upon you,
he
empowers you to raise you up. Now you can't tell me. Let us Daniel. You see what happened.
When
he power him by the Spirit, he reached his presence, he shook. And they didn't say he has been filled. After he puts hand on him to empower him,
he said,
Lord, now I stand for you have empowered me. The shaking happens
by your
spirit.
Oh,
when you're being shaken off demons. Crying can happen because of joy or for a conviction of sin. Let's read in the Daniel.
Daniel 10 from
verses 8.
Awo nze nensigala omu nendaba ebigambo ebyo ebikulu byenayolesebwa. Ne mutasigala munze maanyi gonna kubanga obulungi bwange.
Soma bulungi.
Okay. Daniel esula ya 10 8.
Daniel 10 from verse 8.
Atuve ku lwomusanvu.
Daniel esula ya 10 8.
Daniel 10 verse 7.
Nange Daniel nalaba byenayolesebwa nze nzekka kubanga abantu abaali nange tebalaba byenayolesebwa. Nayo kukankana okunene ne kubagwako ne badduka okwekweka.
Gatuve kunyola okuna okutegeera obulungi.
Daniel esula ye 10 okuna.
Daniel 10 from verse 4.
Ne ku lunaku olwabiri mu nnya olw'omwezi ogw'olubereberye bwe nali mu mabbali g'omugwa omunene ye Kedekeri olunya olw'okutaano ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunula era laba omusajja ayambadde bafuta nga yeesibye ekiwato kye ne zaabu ennungi eya ufaazi olunya olw'omukaaga era n'omubiri gwe gwalinga mu berulo n'obwenyi bwe ng'okumyansa bwe kufaanana n'amaaso ge ng'ettabaaza z'omuliro n'emikono gye n'ebigere bye byalinga emikono ekikomo ekizigule ebbala n'eddoboozi ly'ebigambo bye ng'eddoboozi ery'ekibiina ekinene.
Have you heard the one he made in the presence of the Lord?
N'awulira eddoboozi.
He heard a voice
alinganga eri abantu abangi.
Like of many people.
Nga bw'ayogera owulira eddoboozi.
Please you hear a voice.
N'alaba nga ayakayaka naye najjudde omuliro.
All shining in the fire. And he felt when he was being finishing. We had not yet filled the Holy Spirit, neither be empowered. Listen very well.
Daniel esula ya 10 olunyiriri olunyolo musambu.
Daniel 10 verse 7.
Nange Daniel nalabye nayolesebwa nzenzeka kubanga abantu abali nange tebalaba byenayolesebwa. Nayo kukankana okunene ne kubagwako ne badduka okwekweka.
Owulidde ekyaliwo baali bamuliranye mu kulisibuka.
Those who were neighboring him in the vision.
Baddukanga bakankana.
Brain shaking.
Bati baali mu mwoyo wa Katonda.
He had no spirit of God.
Baali nga bo bakalu bakalu.
They were empty.
Okubeera okwa Katonda.
The presence of God.
Nekubakankanya.
It made them shake.
Besigamba nti baali bamaze okujjuzibwa omwoyo ne bakankana.
They had been filled by the Holy Spirit and they shook. Maybe they would have said that the presence of the Lord, it makes you shake and tremble. But you're not being filled. And still God, the presence, you don't have to yell in his presence. And
you
are feeling pain within you. For you just feel
it.
If you had things not worthy.
Because
the true vine you got from, feel as if it's consuming you. restoring you in him.
Does he put you
to empower you? Let us hear.
Daniel 10 verse
8.
Awo nze nensigala omu nenda bebigambo ebyo ebikulu byenayolesebwa so ne mutasigala munze manyi gonna kubanga obulungi bwange ne bufuka obuvundu munze nesiba na manyi nate.
You hear what happened to him?
Olw'okusembeera Katonda,
drawing nearer to God,
namumuwa manyi ge,
it not empowered him.
Yakankana.
He shook.
All
his beauty vanished.
God
seemed to consume him and took back himself.
Remember
in John 1:16, from the fullness of God we were all given.
And
the time you draw close to him,
does it
power you as if he wants to restore you back into himself? For he's the true vine.
Two
branches gotten from him.
Daniel is Sulaya Kumi.
Daniel 10 verses
9.
The
hand of the Lord charged him
and
raised onto his knees.
It
held down
like
and onto the knees and empowered him.
Daniel 10 verses 10. Era laba omukono ne gunkwatako ne gunfukamiza ku mavivi gange ne batu byengalo zange. Onyole 10 n'olumu. Nangamba nti gwe Danieli, gwe omusajja omwagala ennyo. Gwe omusajja omwagala ennyo, tegere ebigambo byenkugamba, wesimbe kubanga eri gwe gyentumiddwa kaakano. Era bwe yamala okungamba ekigambo ekyo, nenyimirira nga nkankana.
Bwe yamala omugamba ekigambo
ekyo. After I told him that word,
yayimirira nga
asa. He stood up trembling.
Namugalikira
onuka. He told him stop trembling.
Wadda amanyi, uliro olunyeo.
He empowered you. Here's the next verse.
Daniel 10
verse 12.
Nalyoka ngamba ntotya Danieli, kubanga okuva ku lunaku lwe wasookerako okuteekateeka omutima gwo okutegeera n'okwewombeeka mu maaso ga Katonda wo, ebigambo byo byawulirwa nange nzize olw'ebigambo ebyo.
Yesu
praise Jesus much.
Yamugamba totya.
Told him fear not.
Kubanga okutya kuli.
For the other fear.
Kwali kumuleetera okukankana.
That bring a trembling on him.
Wadda,
and God truly was empowered. Now ask yourself.
When
God was coming as you say, what did he tell you?
Here,
Daniel speaks with God,
explains
why he's come. You heard what on your experience? Shouting. And did he empower you? You used to roll on the floor from this end to the other. Just people falling in the shrines having demons on them. And they roll within the fires of the shrines. Have you seen Daniel fall down, roll on the floor?
Until
you heard he speak with God,
in
the time you're feeling as you speak, what were you speaking with and who? And what did I tell you? We are not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of God who makes us speak Abba Father. Now let me ask a question. When you fell down on the floor
and
rolled and shivered on the floor,
you
came out what had added on you? And your field of what?
Even
moral demons attacked
and
beat you, you claim you were filled. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. We thank Jesus for teaching us to profit. Because me, I was at Ezra's place. What I speak as I fear God. He used to stand on the pulpit. And we all towered on the floor. Everyone will speak that face the Lord according to what God told them. What I saw myself, I used to fall. But I thought the Spirit of the Lord would make us fall. Now we did many things as Him. That's where I saw someone fly in the space and reach in the and he said, have you seen an aeroplane? May I even saw many things. For Ezra, all his congregation feared him. I think the one he had was beyond the others. Praise the Lord. But we thank God. Now you are being filled with
what?
It's now when I realize it wasn't the Spirit of God. For we used to fall. We had a man called Buyinza, but he would speak and even smoke comes out. And what he speaks, where do we go by it? When he spoke much, and he said, that's the thundering of God. Me, I saw a man fly above our heads to the podium, and he told us, have you seen an aeroplane? And say, if you've not gone to the airport, now you've seen. We are going to see an aeroplane, and you see my God. Let us thank God. Me alone know what things happened at Prophet Ezra's place. Praise Jesus. May God bless you. Let's go to this side. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm named Kakembo Godfrey. I'm a pastor and an evangelist. I thank God so much, the merciful one, for this blessing is given us, that we move by. Right now, I begin also ask this question. Some time back, before I entered much into things of God, we had a minister in a woman. One day we went with her in a certain evening fellowship. There was a seminar. It was Sunday. As we are praising, we are singing, we are jumping. And we were there, the minister had come. The man was a bit short as you see me. He's a servant of God. He came. Now when time came, me, I was a bit not settled. When I looked to Elijah, and Elisha, he was with him for time. When I look how we've read how the Spirit fills us, Elisha with Elijah for some time, and he taught him, got the anointing right from the prophet. I request to ask, how was this one? When that pastor saw me, I don't know what he saw in me. He got off his coat. He came to clothe it on me. I began to not feel comfortable. And I thought perhaps they're clothing us powers of darkness. And me, I looked at the one who was greater than me, the woman. And she said, there's no problem. And I accepted the clothes with the coat. And I went with it home. I request to ask that thing.
Did he see something in him? Anointing on me like on his?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. According to Ezekiel 27, the
squids
of the ocean, they use so much those clothings to clothe people different yokes and cords. If you read well Ezekiel 27, from verses 1, please go to like 20 verses. And there are bands of principalities, different form of clothing they use to hunt for spirits, and they call them the veils of charms. In Ezekiel 13, they are called the veils of charms, and they clothe it to you, and they cause stumble the Holy Spirit to abandon you, and you're captured by evil spirits. Bible in Ezekiel 13 says that the veils of their charms, they give handkerchiefs and the others that I cannot go to explain now. When we study schemes of Satan and took God and his church, which they are separated the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness, and the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness, and we see all that. But the truth is, that they were clothing you,
yes,
some of the things which have troubled your life under the sun, not being able to stand in the position of, to serve him as you were meant to serve him, they unclothed you, the glory of God, and they clothed you evil spirits, that which moved you everywhere and haunted you, and you are hated everywhere. You read Ezekiel 27 from verse 1 and to 20. Join it with Ezekiel 13. You will see the charms passing through those clothings, and they make a measure for every person of the veils of charms. In there are coats, in there are suits, the kanzus, handkerchiefs, and the others. Just as you see that one is doing it, the Holy Spirit is in tormenting people. You know, in my life, after I understood God, I loved much to be filled of the Holy Spirit. One day,
'08,
as it was ending, I have discovered it now. I entered in a room 10 days, day and night, and I am fasting. What I remember, the Holy Spirit, when he came, the Spirit told me, want me fill you of what? I ask a question. In that way, indeed I have tried to seek for God. When I speak, it is much.
Kubanga. obuuza kyakola.
Bible says in the Acts 2, 38 to down, repent, you will be given the gifts. But Apostle Paul, by Spirit of Paul, he said, all the past, I count it as rubbish. I moved on to make a loss, never to get Christ.
And
I do things I pass through.
It,
I put all aside
and
right now to follow Christ that I can gain him. What you have to do is this. All the past, give up on it.
Please
pass in the Romans 9.
He
had a zeal in God, yet it wasn't according to knowledge. Romans 10. We were zealous for God, but not in knowing him. And
we
wasted many times.
And
troubled by different things.
And
we wasted time. So Paul put strength in it. Reached to even kill.
Said,
I'm serving God.
He's
in his own thing.
Satan
perverted him, troubled his life.
Reached
the Philippians, he said, all that I counted is rubbish, for I were losing Christ.
Twice
speaks by the Spirit of God.
But
now he had realized
the ways of
Holy Spirit doesn't use people.
I speak
in the Spirit of the Lord. Let us read there, we hear.
Still
look to a way we can welcome the Spirit of God. Directly come to us.
Or
been laying hold of hands. Himself never uses any person. Romans 10 from verses 1.
Abalumi esula ya kumi olunyori soka.
Romans 10 verses 1.
Abooluganda, kye njagala mu mutima gwange era kye nsaba Katonda ku lwabwe kye kino balokoke. Olunyolo okubiri, kubanga mbategeeza nga balina okunyinkirira Katonda naye si mu kutegeera.
Olaba ekigambo
ekyo. You see that word?
Yagamba kye nsaba mu mutima gwange.
Pray in my heart.
Pray
for them to be saved.
For
not been for salvation, but for tormenting people.
Psalms 51:12
says, restore joy of salvation. Sustain me the spirit of liberty.
If
the spirit of liberty has not been there, salvation has not been there.
But
torment and being persecuted. Because
witness,
they have a zeal for God.
Problem
not in understanding him.
Mwanyikira,
you were zealous. You fasted.
Mwanyambukensozi,
you moved mountains.
Mwakirira
mbiwo, go to valleys.
Namuno
and you fought for God. Yet not in the way of understanding. And you fought for the Holy Spirit. You fought to be filled. Not in the ways of God.
But
in the ways
of Satan to
torment children of God.
You
get back to Romans 9 in the verse 1. Apostle Paul had understood
that God,
we are together, him never uses us.
He
spoke as he said. Romans 9 from verses 1.
Jogera mazima mu Kristo sirimba. Omoyo gwange nga guntegeereza mwoyo mtukufu.
You hear that his spirit
it
was speaking to him through the Holy Spirit.
Bali wamu na ye.
That together with him he welcomed him now. No more is just used. When he was used, he got angered.
He said,
give me a letter. Everyone speaking Jesus I find. It takes him over to drive him to that. And he cuts off their heads.
For
God was using him.
Kumbe mukama takoza muntu
yena. God never uses any person.
Echi chayogedde mbarumi.
What is spoken in Romans. Siyo
muenda.
Romans
kakati omoyo gwange.
That now my spirit.
Ngaguntegeereza.
Bears witness.
Omoyo omutukufu.
In the Holy Spirit.
Aga tukoragana naye bukora.
Work with him now. He's no more using me.
Nshoka ni mubuzo wange mukama.
Ask him Lord.
Ongambye ngende wa
abone. Told me go to this person. If I reach there I do what?
Sisi kugamba.
Not to you.
Go. Go.
Now God calls you to reason together.
So
you shouldn't reason with him. Some of you fell on many problems for those evil spirits. He has told me, leave this place. Go. Leave that house.
Don't
greet. Go. Move out.
Mukama.
Lord,
you
no more reason with us.
Spoken
Isaiah 118. Come reason together.
Spoken
Isaiah 45.
Concerning
your works,
in
all things we inquire from you. You no more want to be inquired from. Now you are forcing your colleagues.
I've
not understood what am I to do about it. And they are coming
to say,
wake up. Go begin a ministry for me. Go struggle with the ministry.
It's a law.
People are not coming. Pray so much.
Okay.
After I pray.
And
you pray, you will come. We call you on all villages. Not coming. They let us first, they will come.
At
you first, they don't come. Satan, he put new things funny like that.
It's
no reason you ask him, Lord, if I begin a ministry, what are we to do next?
Can't
even say we are going to
work.
You preach the gospel or bring people you will preach to. But makes you look for people and you make tricks. You cook food for them, they eat it tomorrow, they will not come for fellowship. You give them clothing, they don't appear. You look for them in the villages. Still they refuse. Because Satan
presses
you, begin to exchange the gospel. You
say,
persuade him with the persuading gospel. And you pervert from the gospel. Satan set you from the beginning. When God called you,
and
ran quick when you've not reasoned with him.
The
plan is wasted.
In
the way you were to work with him.
No,
you feel something. Go on the streets.
Go
preach there.
Lord,
I preach what? I don't know.
Gendo,
go, you will get and speak something on the streets. Lord, you've not taught me. I will give you what to
say.
Will come from where? That I don't know of. People falsely accuse. Because Matthew 10 is saying, don't worry what you'll speak. What
school
self will give you.
What
he got from what he had put in them already. John 15:7
says,
abide in me and your words are in you.
It
says in
John 14:26,
when you come, remind you of that he put in you. And it teaches you.
Ezekiel
God blocked his mouth.
Told
him when you reach,
when I
say you speak, he ate it in the beginning.
And
say, go on the streets.
Now,
when they ask you a question, you don't know. You're going in hell. Don't ask me. Go to pastor. What did you go do? For the Holy Spirit, what did you go speak there? People ask you questions. Look, you have demons. They ask you to answer their questions. They have no demons. Those who asked Jesus, did he answer them like that? You mess up the presence of God.
I choose
him in what he's not sent you.
It shows that
God is so substandard, he doesn't know some things.
When you
had no knowledge and understanding,
they
had to have the Spirit of God. We were not prepared.
Now
when they asked you, at times you begin to
Hallelujah,
you.
The
one who asked you is here. You shift attention to
Hallelujah.
Others. Hallelujah. Ignorance troubled you. You left home, and the Spirit you say he has sent you. You reached where you have to preach, you say.
Holy
Spirit, come. How did you leave home and you've not come with him?
No, so
and you stand in the prayer. I beat demons of this place.
When you send
you and it's not ordered where you're going to minister with him, now children of God, ignorance, God never counts them on anyone. He commands all people where they are to repent. Don't
explain
that God, I thought you much. I've suffered too much. Those your seasons, you were zealous but not in understanding him. God doesn't want to look at them. For you to you falsely accuse them much.
And
speak of him but not in truth
but
not in righteousness.
When he speaks
in Isaiah 48, they speak of me not in truth and not in righteousness.
You
say, Lord, I fought for you and I did see you
submit.
Why do you speak of me when you don't understand me?
You
accused me, I didn't beat you.
The
last time what you spoke of me was not right. Now you
begin
to do how you fought him in your ways. And you didn't see him.
You
didn't speak of him things not right.
Did he tell you,
don't give false witness?
And
don't falsely accuse your God.
You falsely
accuse him, but what you spoke was not right. Was it not like that? The man Paul, by the Spirit of God, I wind up things of today. That's the other day. What I look much to is one. All the past I give up on it.
Well,
though we are zealous in them but not in understanding him. And
you
say, I've left all that.
Let
me go pursue Christ.
Ebisigaddeyo baganda bange musanyukirenga mukama waffe okuba wandikira bimu te kunkoyanze naye kuleta emirembe gye muli olwokubiri mwekumenge embwa
era wali embwa ensavu mu
omusa. There are also 77 dogs.
Eba baganda jo muzeye
kuume. They say beware of them.
Sinze mbyoge
da. It's not me speaking it.
We
read Philippians 3:2. They say,
this
is one of the last in the state service.
See
how the Spirit comes directly on us all through laying on of hands in the double portion of the anointing.
In all those
you suffered, dogs were the ones tormenting you.
It
said, beware of dogs.
As you know,
there are 77 dogs.
Are
they not there?
Yes, it is.
People who trouble us. Yet they are mere dogs. And just as they are.
It's the
Spirit speaking.
These
dogs troubled Apostle Paul much.
Dogs of the
Pharisees sent him everywhere and things not right.
He
thought he was serving God. Philippians 3 verse 2.
Mwekumenga embwa.
Beware of dogs.
Embwa zino, 77
dogs.
Siwe bazita.
Don't they call them that?
Of course. Siwe bazita. 77 dogs.
Wow. Now,
some of you get angered of me. Apostle abuses. What have you read in your Bible? Don't you hear those they call 77 dogs? These dogs, they are evil workers. They claim to work for God, yet they torment us. And they show us where to be filled, and they are not right. And we hear caterpillars itching us.
They claim
to workers of God, and they put us to be zealous in things
of right.
They lie to us, we are filled of the Spirit. Yet they are dogs. These 77 dogs. Let us see.
Philippians
3 verse 2.
Mwekumenga embwa. Mwekumenga abakozi ababi.
Bakozi babi.
These are evil workers.
Yet
they claim to be workers of God. They used the Apostle Paul.
Nganyikira.
He was zealous.
He was
knocked in his harsh.
As
he realized the Spirit of God is of liberty,
my
spirit were to work together,
I will come,
he will begin to reason together.
He said,
a place I ask him what I'm to do there.
He explains
him how we are to work. But he said, the Spirit sent you.
You
don't know the Spirit to stand. How will it stand that he sent you? Philippians 3 verse 2.
Mwekumenga abakozi ababi. Mwekumenga abesala.
Besala.
They mutilate themselves.
Beyawuramu.
They unclothe themselves.
Banonyebi
abo. They seek for their own.
Philippians
3 verse 3.
Kubanga fetuli abekomola. Abasinza kubomu oyo kwa Katonda. Abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu. Era abatesiga mubiri.
We do not trust the flesh. We are real circumcised people. For worshipping in spirit and truth. And we don't have confidence in the body. And the body, no matter how shakes, you say you're lying. They don't get filled like that. The body can lie and you fear and you shed tears.
If
you trust because you shook and you're afraid, now I've been filled. You joking?
Philippians 3 verse 4.
Philippians 3 verse 4.
Newakubaddenze nyinza n'okwesiga omubiri. Omuntu omala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze musinga. Olwokutaano, nze yakomolerwa. Kuruna kolomunana, omu gwanga lya Isiraeli, omu chika cha Benjamin, omebulani ya wawu, mumateka mfalisa.
Yaringa yatuki irambintu
ya wawu. He was perfected in their things.
Yaga dini naga, nezikirizizo.
Fan religions and those beliefs.
Ngaga wetu tambio mbili nga vya kwenye
mbiliza. Go to the flesh to boost over it.
Simuasoma
diploma. That he studied diploma.
Abaraba dokita.
Others doctors.
In the Bible.
In Bible theology. If you want to trust
God,
Paul had studied far beyond that.
Every university
teaching the Bible,
as plain
he had ever been in it. In the laws, he was a Pharisee.
Interpreted
the laws, yet they are twisted upside down.
Philippians 3
verse 6.
Mukunyinkira era nga njiganye kanisa.
This one you see.
If
you take the right church which was meant to be. Thought what he was doing was the right thing.
The
Spirit used him.
Just
as you know how they want to persecute us.
He's
ever been there. In persecuting the church of Christ the saints. Only once.
Bafilipi esula yokusatu olunyiriri olwomukaaga.
Philippians 3 verse 6.
Mukunyikira nga njiganye kanisa mu butuukirivu obuli mu mateeka. Nalabika nga siriko kya kunenyezebwa. Olw'omusanvu naye byonna ebyali amagoba gyendi ebyo nabirowooza nga kufiirwa Kristo.
Ebyo byonna bye yali amanyi ng'alina.
Mbwategeera.
Mbw'abadde alowooza aweereza Katonda.
Thought he served God. He said, "My, I have been making a loss, and I'm losing Christ. Found Jesus in the Acts. Acts chapter
9.
Told him, Paul, Saul, why thou persecute me?
Say,
whom you love, my Lord.
Though
he was serving him. Say, how long you persecuted me? Tell you the things you passed through, yet you were persecuting God. Thought you served him and you fought for him. You were in, making him be a scorn. You did things of mad people. You said, the Holy Spirit has sent me. Say, are those my actions? Now the brother, let's go see. He made him something funny there. That is spirit of the spirit. Pastor Ivan. He said he's here and he's moping. He's rolled in the grass. He's speaking his tongues. That the brother takes his sister to see home. He's filled with
his
all dirty. After he moved there, he met and he speak to the Sudanese. And he did not
understand.
He said, look, you made a scorn to God. And the Holy Spirit is a mad thing like that. You know you persecuted God before. Yet you there. You
want,
I choose God, you fought him. Yet he said you persecuted him. You say you are thinking the Holy Spirit. He said you persecuted me rather. After you abused. God told me.
The mouth
abusing God speaks through it. Now you have ever persecuted God. If you
want,
I choose him that you thought for him. And you did much. Even what you did was persecuting him. You ashamed him. For you left the mouth and your eyes were red. They ask you what is wrong with you.
I'm
from seeking the Spirit of the Lord. He's made your eyes red like that. You stood in the market.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And you make noise in the market. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord has sent me to do that. I've done it. And you wake up in the night. Around 2 in the night.
Hallelujah!
And you make noise.
You'll
be saved. In the
scripture, it's possible
be peaceful with all people. You rather trouble the old people. And you made this corn of God's name.
Jesus came
in the world, he said, pray like this. Father in heaven,
allow
what be your name. Ask, when did you darken God's name? You did things not right in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, God has said, there are 3 men here.
Who are 3 men here.
He said, give them out today. work a miracle for you. In the name of God, you did all that. Matthew 10 is saying, freely you're given, you too freely gave. God turned against to make us line up with money. You know how you persecuted God?
You speak
His name with His Spirit. When Paul discovered it, you know, he had not discovered it. He thought he served seriously. He met with Jesus in the Acts 9. He said, why thou persecute me?
He said,
who are you, my Lord? I, Jesus. What? All on I persecuted you. Me who served you. With all strength seeking you. I thought we are working with you all along. Me, I make you do things of the mad people like that. And you go on the streets. The cars are passing every side. You put a pulpit in the middle of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
Jesus calls you. You are speaking. Be saved. Cause passing you. The Holy Spirit is mad. Time has left us. When he finishes here, he says,
I've
realized that we can work with the Holy Spirit. He said like this. Philippians 3 verses
8. Kubanga kuboyo nafirwa ebintu byonna era mbirowooza okubeera mpitambi ndyoke nfuna amagoba ye Kristo.
Owulidde bwagamba.
Have you heard what he said?
Byonna byonna nali kasasiro.
It's rubbish.
Ne bankuba ebigo byonna
makungaaniro. And they beat me in the synagogues. And I fasted, climbed mountains.
Which
time Paul said, all that's been rubbish.
He didn't
even speak that God, I thought you again.
He said,
God, I never thought you forgive me. I have been persecuting you. First Corinthians chapter 3,
in
verse 9, he says, as we
co-work
us together with God,
and
never used us, we are workers together with Him. We have to welcome Him. As we shall hear on the other day, when we shall appear here,
the
double portion of the anointing, the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
As
the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. The sign of the lampstand, the two lampstands,
and
the two witnesses,
and
the two anointed cherubims. As one worked in the Moses, and another in prophet Elijah. And they joined double portion, worked in the prophet Elijah. Assyrian prophecy, double portion of the Holy Spirit, final work on planet Earth, passing Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Steps of
being filled with the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. God bless you.
We shall
move on our third step.
We
where we directly welcome Him and be laid on of hands of those who first God filled. Thank you for coming.